Chapter 23 of On the Duties of the Clergy, Book the First. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. On the Duties of the Clergy by St. Ambrose, Book the First, Chapter 23. Jests, although at times they may be quite proper, should be altogether banished among clerics. The voice should be plain and frank. Men of the world give many further rules about the way to speak, which I think we may pass over. As for instance, the way jesting should be conducted. Although at times jests may be proper and pleasant, yet they are unsuited to clerical life. For how can we adopt those things which we do not find in the Holy Scriptures? We must also take care that in relating stories we do not alter the earnest purpose of the harder rule we have set before us. Woe unto you that laugh, for ye shall weep, says the Lord. Do we seek for something to laugh at, that laughing here we may weep hereafter? I think we ought to avoid not only broad jokes, but all kinds of jests, unless perchance it is not unfitting at the time for our conversation to be agreeable and pleasant. In speaking of the voice, I certainly think it ought to be plain and clear. That it should be musical is a gift of nature, and is not to be won by exertion. Let it be distinct in its pronunciation and full of a manly vigor, but let it be free from a rough and rustic twang. See, too, that it does not assume a theatrical accent, but rather keeps true to the inner meaning of the words it utters. End of chapter 23, Book the First.